Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik. Jai Shri Shri Radha Golakulananda Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. So translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik, where he saw the deity of Trayambaka, Lord Shiva. He then went to Brahmagiri and then to Kushavarta, the source of the river Godavari. Purport is a very short purport, only two lines. Kushavarta is located in the western Ghat at Sahyadri. It is near Nasik, a holy place. But according to some, it was situated in the valley of Vindhya. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Satidevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivashadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So translation again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik, where he saw the deity of Trayambak, Lord Shiva. He then went to Brahmagiri and then to Kushavarta, the source of the river Godavari. So in this beautiful chapter of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are reading about the travels of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi. And he said that the duty of a sannyasi is to distribute Krishna consciousness and to travel. So as the ideal sannyasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling through many places. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that wherever Mahaprabhu went, he was followed by thousands of people. And in this chapter, we read about two primary activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. primary activity was wherever he went, he would perform Harinam Sankirtan. And then in certain places, he also engaged in philosophical discussion. We've read in this chapter, he met the Buddhists and he spoke to them and he explained the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He met Vallabha Bhatta, and to Vallabha Bhatta in a joking way, very friendly way, he explained how the worship of Shishirada and Krishna are superior, relatively when we say superior, to the worship of Lakshmi Narayan. And then he went to Udupi. And when he went to Udupi, he met the Tattvavadis there. And the Tattvavadis, their method of worship, although they were followers of Madhvacharya, in one sense was defective, because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them what is the ultimate goal of life, their response was the ultimate goal of life is to follow the system of Vanashram and then attain liberation. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught them that a very pure way of pure devotional service, that the devotee seeks nothing in return, and Vraja Bhakti is the highest form of worship. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought something very unique to the world, and that is the glories of Vraja Bhakti, or the bhakti as performed by the residents of Vrindavan. So after various travels, Mahaprabhu eventually went through the forest of Dandakaranya. And the forest of Dandakaranya is famous because it's the place where Lord Ramachandra performed his pastimes. So there is an area off of the Dandakaranya forest which is called Nasik. Now, in this particular verse, there are, I think, four places mentioned Mahaprabhu's visited. And all of them are actually considered to be in the region of Nasik. The first is Nasik itself. Then Triambak is a place where Lord Shiva's deity is. Then Brahmagiri. And then Kushavarta. So we'll speak a bit about these various holy places, because they're very, very interesting. And it'll maybe inspire us to also one day go to these holy places. So firstly, the area of Nasik itself. It is, legend says, or people say, that the name itself is significant. Because in Sanskrit, the word Nashik means nose. So why nose? Because this is the place where Lakshman cut off the nose of Shuparnaka. Most of us are familiar with the pastime. Shuparnaka is the sister of Ravan. Somehow she was on her travels. She had the darshan of Lord Ramachandra. She became captivated and she wanted to take the Lord as a husband. And she went to fulfill this purpose, but Lord Ramachandra said he's taken a vow only to take one wife. Why doesn't she accept Lakshman? And she wasn't very favorable towards the proposal. She attacks Sita, and Lakshman, to punish her, cut off her nose. He said this pastime took place at Nashik. Interestingly, just as a slight diversion, some people, when they hear this pastime of Shuparnaka's nose being cut off, they feel a bit sorry for her, thinking, oh, you know, she came genuinely seeking Lord Ramachandra as a husband. And what did she get in return? She got a nose cut off. Sounds a bit cruel, isn't it? But there is a follow-up to the story. Krishna is always merciful. He's Bhava Janardhan Grahi. He always sees the emotion, the bhav of the person. So who did Shuparnaka come as in the next life? Kubja. Yes. She came as Kubja, and Krishna, meeting Kubja, fulfilled all of her desires. So what are the other wonderful holy places? So they are in Nashik, there is a place called Kalaram Mandir. Now Kalaram Mandir is the actual place called Panchavati. And Panchavati, we know from the Ramayana, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, it is the place where the Lord stayed for 1 year. It was the place where the Lord, Sita Devi and Lakshman stayed for 1 year before the kidnapping. And also in the same place is a place, area called Ramkund. It is said when Lord Ramachandra lived at Panchavati, every day he would go take a bath in a kund. And that kund, where the Lord took his bath, is called Ramkund. And we'll speak more about this. And the glories of Panchavati is enumerated or discussed both in Valmiki's Ramayana and also in Gaga Samhita. And in Gaga Samhita, there's a statement there that twice as sacred as the mud of the Ganges is the dust of Chitrakuta. And 10 times more sacred than the dust of Chitrakut is the dust of Panchavati Tirtha. So it's a very, very holy place. Actually, before the battle of Kurukshetra, Lord Balaram did not want to take part in the battle. So he decided to go on pilgrimage to various Tirtha sites. And one of the places he went to was Nashik, to all of these places of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. And also it said Lord Nityananda also went to this place. And obviously here we read about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to Panchavati. The Lord and Lakshman and Sita Devi, they spent about a year there before Ravan kidnapped the Maya form of Sita Devi. There's also a pastime about how this name Panchavati came about. It is explained that the sun god Surya, who is the presiding deity, he had a beautiful and chaste wife by the name of Usha. But Usha, she had a very difficult time seeing a husband. Why? Because his effulgence was so glaring, she could never see him. But she had to look at him because being a wife, but it was very big austerity for her. So at one time, it is discussed that she wanted to give her eyes some rest. So she decided to come to the earthly planet, because the earthly planet is just about right, not too cold, not too warm, in relation to the sun. So she came and she lived at the hermitage of a Muni called Kanva Muni. one of the great rishis. But meantime, Suryadev was missing his consort. So he started to look everywhere, and he found out that she was living on an earthly planet. So he came to the earthly planet, and he started to approach the hermitage of Kanva Muni. But the moment Usha saw him, she's thinking, oh, I just came here to get some respite from this glaring effulgence, and he's coming again to look for me. So she decided to flee. And she decided to flee in the form of a horse. But Suryadev, you know, he has many mystic powers. He knew what Usha was up to. So he also transformed himself to a horse. He enjoyed pastimes with his wife. But at the same place, there were five rishis that were living. And then they saw this pastimes taking place between these two horses, and they started to laugh. And when Suryadev saw these rishis laughing, he cursed them. He cursed them to become trees, banyan trees in this place. So these five trees were there. That's why it was called Panchavati. And when Lord Ramachandra came and performed his pastimes, then they were liberated. So this is a very holy place. Now also in the purport, before the purport, there's also another place nearby called Sita Gumpa. Now Sita Gumpa is a place where there's a cave where Lakshman went and hid Sita Devi. When Lord Ramachandra was fighting Dushan and Kar and his 14,000 Rakshasas, at that time, Lakshman wanting to keep Sita Devi safely, he took her and kept her in this cave. And that cave is called Sita Gumpa. And when you go to Nasik, then you can also see and visit that place. So that is one of the places. And then interestingly, at the place called Ramakund, which is at Panchavati, this is the place, as I mentioned earlier, where Lord Ramachandra would take his bath every day, there's another temple just behind it, and that's called the Sri Balaji Temple. Now, at the Sri Balaji Temple, when one goes there, one can see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foot imprints over there. Now, how did that take place? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he wanted, for the future generations to know about and to visit all of these places of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So he had marble imprints made of the Lord, and at the various places where Mahaprabhu visited as part of his two of the Tirthas, we can find Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's imprints of his lotus feet. I'm not sure if any of y'all went to any temple where y'all had darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but certainly this is one place in Nasik. So just keep this in mind, the Sri Balaji Temple, where's the footprints of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, the second place mentioned in this purport, so the first place is Nasike, and the second one is Trayambak. So Trayambak is a very, very holy place. And it is about 28 kilometers away from the center of Nasik. And there we have a very, very famous temple of Lord Shiva. And in this temple of Lord Shiva, we find the Jyotirlinga. Now in the Shiva Purana, it is mentioned that there are 64 prominent Jyotirlingas. And out of the 64, 12 are particularly prominent. And one of them is at this place called Triambakeshwar. That's the deity of Lord Shiva. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this particular temple. I was very interested in all of these places being described in this purport. So last night, I went to Google Earth. And I typed each of these places. And from the satellite, you can see all of these tirthas. And you can even zoom in and you can see the temples. And this particular temple of Triambakeshwar, Lord Shiva, is very, very beautiful. It's huge and it looks like it's carved out of granite stone. It's a beautiful temple. And just close to this Triambak, there is the place which is mentioned in the purport, Kushavarta. Now, Kushavarta is a very interesting place because it is said that Kushavarta is the symbolic origin of the river Godavari. It is said that the river Godavari originates from Brahmagiri Hill, which I'll speak about a bit more. But then it disappears. And then it appears again at this place called Kushavarta. And when I went to Google Earth, I followed the river Godavari. And then you can see at the Brahmagiri, just the river pops up. And then you follow it and then it disappears. And then the Godavari comes again. So we see that this place, Kushavarta, is also a very prominent place. And it is deemed to be the symbolic origin of Godavari. Another interesting part about Godavari and Nasik. Nasik is on the banks of the river Godavari. It is said that there are four places where one performs, where Kumbh Mela takes place. The first place is Prayag. And at Prayag, it's the confluence of the Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. The second place is Haridwar. The third place is at Nasik, where the Godavari flows. And the fourth place is at, anyone knows? Ujjain, the river Sipra. So these are places where Kumbh Mela takes place. And this place, a particular area in Nasik, is where the Kumbh Mela also takes place. In 1971, Srila Prabhupada went to Nasik. And he took his Western disciples, American and European disciples, to Nasik. And they performed many beautiful Naga Sankirtan. I went to the Veda base to see whether I can find any lectures of Srila Prabhupada. I couldn't find any, unfortunately. But there were a few letters that Srila Prabhupada wrote from Nasik. The first letter he wrote to Tamal Krishna Goswami. And there, in that letter, Prabhupada says, there's a gentleman who is willing to donate a property and land in Vrindavan. So immediately, he was instructing Tamal Krishna Goswami to find this place and to do something with the land. So hopefully those devotees who were with Srila Prabhupada in Nasik can one day write about it. So it is a very transcendental place. It is a place where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Ramachandra performed his pastimes. It is a place where Lord Balaram went and took his bath. It's a place where Lord Nityananda went and took his bath. It is a place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, performed Sankirtan, and took his bath. And it is a place where Srila Prabhupada went and took his bath. So that's sufficient motivation for all of us. I mean, I never knew the significance of Nasik till I read about it last night. And it sprouted in my heart a seed to want to go there. And the disciples of, or followers of Srila Prabhupada have now established a beautiful ISKCON center in Nasik, where there's a wonderful deity called Madan Gopal. And we can go there. The last place is Brahmagiri, mentioned in this purport. So Giri means hill. Just like we worship Giriraj, the king of all hills, the king of all mountains. So there's a place near Nasik called Brahmagiri. So it means, Brahmagiri means the hill of Brahma. But when we read, actually we read that Brahmagiri is a manifestation of Lord Shiva. It's a manifestation of Lord Shiva. And why is it called Brahmagiri then? It is explained, and I can't recall the pastime, but once Lord Shiva was so pleased with the activities of Lord Brahma that he said that this hill, which is a manifestation of myself, I shall call it, name it Brahmagiri. Now, Brahmagiri in the Shastras is renowned for, as I mentioned before, being the origin of the river Godavari, but it also has some other significance. Lord Ramachandra went there, and he went there for a very specific purpose. Anyone know what purpose Lord Ramachandra went to Brahmagiri for? Actually, Brahmagiri is the ashram of the great Gautam Rishi. And when I went to Google Earth last night, very specifically near Brahmagiri, you can see it's called, they show the ashram of Gautam Rishi. Now, at that place of Gautam Rishi, a very significant event took place. As we read from the Ramayana, Lord Indra once was captivated by the beauty of the wife of Gautam Rishi, Ahalya. So, feeling very lusty, Lord Indra, he disguised himself once he waited for Gautam Rishi when he was away. So Gautam Rishi was away and he transformed himself exactly to look like Gautam Rishi. And he went to Ahalya and he expressed his desire to enjoy. There's different versions of this pastime, but the one we generally accept, that Ahalya, she, considering that this was her husband, it was a duty to fulfill the desires of her husband, she enjoyed with Indra disguised as Gautam. Gautam Rishi, when he returned, through his mystic power, immediately he understood what had taken place. And when he understood what Ahalya had done, immediately he cursed her. He cursed her to become a stone. But he also said that although I am cursing you, you will be liberated when Lord Ramachandra performs his pastimes here. So the Lord, being the all-knowing Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he was traveling in this area, he went past the ashram of Gautam Rishi. And it is said at that point in time, Vishvamitra Muni came and told him the whole pastime of Ahalya and Indra. And Lord Ramachandra went to this particular place. He saw Ahalya in the form of a stone. He placed his feet, his lotus feet on the stone, and Ahalya was liberated. So this is a beautiful place. This Brahmagiri hill, it's got five peaks. And a great king once carved the steps to go up to the mountain. And there's 750 steps carved in the rock. You can see those pictures. And, you know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to this place of Brahmagiri and he performed his wonderful pastimes there. So, it's very enlivening to read about these wonderful pastimes of the Lord and to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited this place. Just one comment about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Triambak and visiting the temple of Lord Shiva. In this particular chapter, we read that there are quite a few instances where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited a Shiva temple. Generally, many of us, we have the impression that like Lord Shiva is a demigod. And we, you know, should not really worship or visit the Lord temples of Lord Shiva. So there's a few particular points that we see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the temple of Lord Shiva. We know from our Vaishnav Siddhanta that Lord Shiva is considered to be the topmost of all Vaishnavs. So one particular lesson we take from this, it's not where we visit, it's the mood in which we visit a particular place. It's the consciousness. And when we visit the temple of Lord Shiva, and we understand that Lord Shiva is the greatest of all the Vaishnavs, we can pay due respects to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is actually, you know, very, very great personality. Very great personality. And, you know, we can get the blessings of Lord Shiva, which is very important. And it's also mentioned in the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Charitamrita, that whenever Mahaprabhu visited these places, he converted all of the people there into Vaishnavs. Meaning that converting into Vaishnavs does not mean that they necessarily reject the worship of Lord Shiva, but they just see Lord Shiva in the proper light. So that is interesting. So we've got about another 5 minutes. I wanted to take the opportunity just to speak about today's a very auspicious day. It is, I can't remember, is it the disappearance day of Kashishwar Pandit and Gobarga Goswami, as we heard in this morning. So they are two great, great personalities in the lineage of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should try to understand a bit about these great personalities. So I'll just speak a few words about these great personalities. Firstly, I'll mention about Kashishwar Pandit. Kashishwar Pandit is mentioned that he was together with Govinda. They were both disciples of Ishwar Puri. And we know that Ishwar Puri was the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. So Ishwar Puri once instructed both Govinda and Kashishwar to become personal servants of Lord Chaitanya. And wanting to follow the order of the spiritual master, both Govinda and Kashishwar enthusiastically went to meet Lord Chaitanya to convey the message that the spiritual master had sent them to render personal service to him. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt very awkward because it's not the etiquette in Vaishnav culture for one to take personal service from one's god brothers or god sisters. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in this dilemma. He was being given the instruction to take service from Govinda and Kashishwar. And at the same time, he didn't want to take service from his godbrothers. So considering the matter very carefully, Mahaprabhu considered that the instruction of the spiritual master is paramount. It takes precedence over everything else. So Mahaprabhu accepted both Govinda and Kashishwar as his personal servants. So Kashishwar used to perform a particular service for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Govinda was like the personal assistant of Mahaprabhu. But Kashishwar Pandit was very big and strong. So his service was, whenever Mahaprabhu went everywhere, he was being, you know, Krishna himself, he was all attractive. And people would clamor around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Kashishwar, using his strength, he used to keep Mahaprabhu protected, like was Mahaprabhu's bodyguard. He would keep Mahaprabhu protected. Once it is mentioned that Rupa Goswami discovered the deity of Govinda Dev at a place called Gomati. There used to be a cow that used to every day go to a place and give milk on this place. And Rupa Goswami went and he dug up the place and he found the deity of Govinda Dev. So the moment Rupa Goswami found Govinda Dev, he sent message to Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri that I found the deity Govinda Dev and I need some help to worship Govinda Dev. So immediately Mahaprabhu called Kashishwar and says, you go to Vrindavan and you help Rupa worship Govinda Dev. And when Kashishwar got this instruction from Mahaprabhu, he was devastated. He said, I don't think I will live without your association. I don't think I will live. I'll die if you ask me to go. Then Mahaprabhu told Kashishwar, you don't worry. I'll take care of it. And there and then, Mahaprabhu manifested a deity of himself. And he said to Kashishwar, you keep this deity to the right side of Govinda Dev. You worship me and you will not feel my separation. And indeed, Kashishwar immediately felt pacified. He took this deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He worshipped Govinda Dev. And I'm told if we go to Jaipur, to the place where Govinda Dev is at the moment, you'll see this deity of Mahaprabhu to the right of Govinda Dev. So that's one very nice pastime of Mahaprabhu. So Gopalbhargava Goswami, I didn't have much time till I realized this morning I should say something. So I will just read a little bit about Gopalbhargava Goswami. So Gopalbhargava Goswami, he was closely related to Lokanath Swami, or Lokanath Prabhu, who was a close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So according to the Sadhana Deepika, Bhugarbha was Lokanath's paternal uncle. And it is said Bhugarbha Goswami's initiating guru was Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit was one of the Panchatattva. And it is explained that Lokanath Goswami went together with Gobarga Goswami to Vrindavan. And when Rupa Goswami was getting old and were unable to walk to Govardhan, he missed seeing his deity, who was known as Gopal. Missing Gopal. Gopal was the deity of Madhavendra Puri. So when this desire came, he said the deity stayed at a particular place for a month. And Rupa Goswami came to have his darshan with Lokanath and other Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Bugarga Goswami performed service there for the deity and the Vaishnavas. Okay, I'm just not following very properly. Anyway, there's just some pointers. So we've got a few minutes left. Maybe I'll stop here. And again, I'll read the verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then visited Nasik, where he saw the deity of Triyambak. He then went to Brahmagiri and then to Kushavart, the source of the river Godavari. And I hope that after hearing about these pastimes, we will all one day have the opportunity to go and visit this wonderful tirthas that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited. So we'll stop here and take any questions or comments that anyone may have. Hare Krishna Mataji, Shabani Mataji. Gaur Gopal. Ah, right. Oh, very nice. By the way, Shabani Mataji is from Jaipur, so she speaks from authority. So she must have been visiting Govindadev many times. Yeah, so Gaur Gopal is the deity of Mahaprabhu next to Govindadev. Hare Krishna, thanks for that. Any other comments or questions? Realizations or reflections anyone has? No? Okay, we'll stop there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Go Premanande Hari Bol.